Okay, so are you ready to go on a little adventure with me today?
Always up for an adventure.
All right, excellent. The Church of Tinkerbell podcast.
Faith, imagination, the power of belief.
Love and acceptance to make the world a better place.
What would happen if we all just tried to see the world through the eyes of a child again, even for a moment?
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
It is.
The Church of Tinkerbell.
The Church of Tinkerbell. All right, I'm intrigued. Okay, so you guys sent in some really interesting stuff this time, and we took a look, and today we are diving deep into empathy.
Yeah, that's right. You gave us two really fascinating pieces, a YouTube transcript from the Church of Tinkerbell. It's called Spring Cultivation of Empathy.
Okay.
And then also an excerpt from an article called The Power and Practice of Empathy. And it's, two very different angles, but both kind of circling this idea of empathy.
Yeah. And so your mission for this deep dive, as you put it, is to really understand not just why empathy matters, because I think on the surface we can all say, yeah, empathy is a good thing, but also how do we actually go about cultivating it in our lives?
Yeah.
So we're going to explore that, like, kind of heartfelt encouragement from the YouTube piece, but then also those actionable strategies that were laid out in the article.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So let's get right into it. When we talk about empathy, like, what are we actually talking about?
Well, the YouTube transcript gives us a very simple starting point.
Okay.
It says, imagining, understanding, and caring about the feelings of others. And then the article builds on that by saying, you know, just recognizing that everyone around us, no matter how different they seem, mm-hmm. everyone is going through something. They have emotions. They have needs. They have struggles just like we do.
Yeah. And it's more than just, you know, like a passing thought, like, oh, that's too bad.
Right.
It's about really actively trying to connect and understand another person's inner world.
Yeah.
And the article goes on to give us like five key reasons why empathy isn't just this like nice to have emotion, but like actually something that's really fundamental. And they lay out these 5 points, like why empathy is so important.
Yeah. I think what's really cool about the article is how it ties empathy to really tangible outcomes, mm-hmm. both in our personal lives and in society as a whole.
Okay.
So the first point it makes is that empathy reduces conflict. So think about it. When you can truly understand where someone else is coming from, even if you don't agree with them, it sort of immediately softens your stance.
Right.
You know, the need to judge or blame starts to decrease because mm-hmm. you're seeing the situation through their lens as well.
That makes sense.
You know, it's harder to be stuck in your own position when you can see the validity of another perspective.
Right. And then that kind of leads into the second point of building stronger relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, you know, whether it's with family, friends, colleagues, that deeper sense of being understood creates a much more, you know, resilient and meaningful connection.
Absolutely. It's like the emotional glue that binds us together.
Right. And then it goes on to say that empathy promotes inclusion and equality.
Yeah. So when we genuinely empathize with people or groups who are marginalized or facing injustice, it's not just an intellectual understanding. It becomes this feeling.
Right.
And that feeling is such a powerful motivator to speak out, to stand up for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's much harder to ignore inequality when you can actually feel its impact on another human being.
And then naturally, if you understand someone's struggles on a deeper level, it encourages helping behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You're moved to actually want to alleviate suffering or, you know, meet someone's needs.
Totally.
It's more than just saying like, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
You're actually moved to action.
Yeah.
And then finally, the article says, this is what fuels social progress.
Right.
That if you think about any significant positive change in history,
mm-hmm.
it has relied on people's ability to empathize with the experiences of others.
Yes.
And to envision a better world for everyone.
Absolutely.
So it's not just this personal virtue. It's actually like a catalyst for societal transformation.
I love that.
Right? So really, it's framing empathy as not just the soft skill,
mm-hmm.
but something absolutely essential for how we function as, you know, individuals and then as a society.
That's right.
Now, both of the sources that you looked at also talk about how we cultivate more empathy in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the YouTube transcript, I thought, uses this really lovely image of planting seeds of empathy.
Yeah.
Particularly in the springtime.
I love this visual. So, you know, planting the seeds of empathy and tending to the garden of a better community, a better world.
Yeah.
It's such a hopeful metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
And it connects this internal work we do with empathy with the external impact it can have.
Right.
And I like that they talk about spring because it's a time of renewal and growth, both personally and collectively.
So the article gives us some concrete steps and methods for doing that internal work, for cultivating empathy within ourselves. So where do we even begin?
Well, one of the most foundational practices that it mentions is deep listening.
Okay.
And this is not just passively hearing the words that someone is saying. It's about actively focusing your attention.
Right.
Being fully present in the conversation and trying to understand not just the content, but also the emotions, the underlying meaning.
Right. So not just what they're saying, but how they're saying it.
Exactly.
Putting aside your own judgments.
Yeah. Putting aside your own thoughts and trying to really absorb the other person's experience.
Yeah. And that sounds so simple, but it's so challenging to do in practice.
Right.
Because we're so often thinking about our response.
Totally.
Or how what they're saying relates to our own lives. The article also mentions asking thoughtful questions. So what makes a thoughtful question, you know, in this context?
So a thoughtful question stems from genuine curiosity and a desire to really understand the other person's perspective more deeply.
Okay.
It's not about leading the conversation.
Right.
Or trying to prove a point.
Right.
Or even offering unsolicited advice.
Right.
It's about creating space for the other person to elaborate on their feelings and experiences and showing them that you genuinely value their point of view.
So like instead of saying like, oh, did that make you feel angry?
Right.
You could say something like,
or did that situation make you feel?
Yeah, like just open it up.
Exactly.
Okay, so I really like this next point. Reading widely, especially fiction and memoirs.
Oh yeah.
It's like empathy boot camp.
Absolutely. Stories are such powerful tools for expanding our capacity for empathy.
Yeah.
When we immerse ourselves in the lives and experiences of fictional characters or real people through memoirs, we kind of get a glimpse into worlds and perspectives that might be completely different from our own.
Yeah.
We can experience their joys and sorrows and struggles vicariously.
Right.
And it really broadens our understanding of the human condition in a way that I don't think anything else can.
Yeah. And the article also talks about self-awareness. So how does understanding our own emotions help us connect with the emotions of others?
So if you think about it, if you're more attuned to your own emotional landscape, if you can recognize and understand your own feelings, what triggers them, how they manifest, you're much better equipped to recognize those same emotions in other people.
It's like you have a shared language.
Exactly. It's like having a shared emotional vocabulary.
Yeah.
So when you've experienced sadness, you can more readily identify with and empathize with sadness in someone else.
Okay. That makes sense.
And understanding your own vulnerabilities can make you more open to the vulnerabilities of others.
So engaging with diverse communities is another point that the article makes. And it seems pretty obvious that, you know, the more we interact with people from different walks of life, the more our understanding of different experiences is going to grow.
Exactly. It challenges our preconceived notions. Mm. It exposes us to this wider spectrum of perspectives and beliefs and life experiences.
Yeah.
And by stepping outside of our familiar social circles, we encounter all these different ways of seeing the world.
Right.
And it can really break down stereotypes and foster this greater sense of connection with humanity as a whole.
Yeah. And then finally, the article suggests reflection. So what kind of questions should we be asking ourselves after we interact with someone, especially in maybe like a challenging situation?
So reflection is really about taking the time to consider the other person's feelings and motivations.
Okay.
Asking ourselves questions like, you know, how might they have felt in that situation?
Right, right.
What might have been going on for them that I wasn't aware of? Or why might they have reacted in that particular way? It helps us process the interaction from an empathetic point of view and learn from it.
Yeah, like putting yourself back in that moment and thinking through it.
Exactly.
Okay, so back to the YouTube transcript for a second. There's a really, I thought, impactful statement where it talks about seeing someone completely different from you as a real person with real hopes, dreams, needs, and desires.
Yeah.
And that their experiences are just as valid as yours. That really hit home for me.
It's such a powerful reminder to look beyond those surface level differences and to recognize our shared humanity.
Yeah.
And the transcript talks about the extended family of humanity.
I like that.
Which really encapsulates this idea that despite our differences, we're all interconnected.
Yeah.
We're all deserving of understanding and care. And I think it boils down to recognizing the inherent worth and dignity of every individual.
Yeah, absolutely. And the transcript specifically encourages us to educate ourselves on the issues that affect them the most. And it lists things like, you know, religion or lack thereof, sexual orientation, gender identity struggles of minority groups, disabilities. Mm-hmm. And I think this really goes to that idea of informed empathy that you mentioned earlier.
Absolutely. It's not enough to just have this general sense of goodwill, you know, to really empathize with someone, especially someone whose experiences are vastly different from your own.
Mm.
You need to take the time to learn about the specific challenges and systemic issues that they may be facing.
Right.
And this deeper understanding allows for your empathy to be much more targeted and effective.
Okay, so now the article kind of switches gears and talks about how we can cultivate empathy in others. So it's not just this like internal process.
Not at all. And one of the best ways to foster empathy in others is by modeling empathetic behavior ourselves.
Okay.
Our words and actions are really powerful examples. You know, when people see us listening deeply, asking thoughtful questions, showing understanding towards others, it sets a standard and it encourages them to do the same.
It's that whole idea of like, be the change you want to see.
Totally.
And applying it to empathy.
Absolutely.
So creating safe spaces for open and honest sharing is another point. How does that encourage empathy?
Well, when people feel safe to express their vulnerabilities and to share their experiences without judgment, it allows for other people to witness their authentic selves.
Yeah.
And this vulnerability fosters connection and understanding.
Right, because then they're not putting up a front.
Exactly.
Right.
And when we hear someone's story in a safe and supportive environment, it's much easier to empathize with their emotions and perspectives.
Okay. The article also mentions using stories, art, or film as a way to evoke empathetic responses in others. And we talked about this for personal growth, but how does that work in a social context?
These mediums have this incredible ability to transport us into different worlds and allow us to experience emotions vicariously.
Okay.
So, you know, when we watch a film about someone facing adversity or read a novel from a different cultural perspective, it can evoke these really powerful emotional responses and broaden our understanding of experiences that are different from our own.
Yeah.
And sharing these experiences with others and discussing them can be a catalyst for collective empathy.
Okay. So discussing real world issues and their impact on different groups, that really connects back to informed empathy at this bigger social context.
Right. By having these open and honest conversations. Mm-hmm. About how various social issues disproportionately affect different communities.
Mm-hmm.
It encourages others to develop a deeper awareness and compassion for their situations.
Yeah.
And it moves the conversation beyond abstract concepts.
Right.
To the real human impact of these issues. And I think that's what fosters more informed and engaged empathy.
Right. And then finally, the article emphasizes the importance of praising and celebrating empathetic behavior.
Yeah.
So when we see it, you know, reinforced that it's a good thing.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
You know, when we acknowledge and appreciate acts of kindness and understanding and compassion, we send this message that these behaviors are important. Right.
And desirable. And this positive reinforcement can really encourage others to act more empathetically in the future.
Yeah, and that contributes to just a more caring and connected environment.
Exactly.
The YouTube transcript says it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, urging us to cultivate compassion, cultivating your social education, cultivating care, so that we can, you know, work towards a better, brighter, more beautiful place to live.
Yeah.
And that's really proactive.
It is, and it complements the more specific strategies that are outlined in the article.
Right.
Both sources are saying that empathy is not passive.
Right.
It requires conscious effort, both internally and externally.
So we touched on informed empathy earlier, and the YouTube transcript makes the statement that informed empathy makes you a better person and improves the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
Can we unpack that a little bit? Like, what really makes informed empathy different?
So informed empathy goes beyond just acknowledging that someone else might be feeling something.
Okay.
It involves actively seeking to understand the context of their experiences.
Mm. So it's about educating yourself on the historical, social, systemic factors that might be contributing to their current situation.
Okay.
It's about understanding the nuances of their challenges.
Yeah.
Rather than making assumptions based on your own limited perspective.
Well, it's not just feeling bad for someone, it's understanding why they might be in that situation.
Exactly.
Okay.
So for instance, instead of just feeling sorry for someone who is experiencing homelessness,
right.
Informed empathy would involve understanding the systemic issues that contribute to poverty and lack of affordable housing.
Okay. And there's this really interesting point in the YouTube transcript where it talks about avoiding the phrase, putting yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, the transcript very deliberately says you don't need to put yourself in their shoes. because you are not them.
Right.
And instead, the emphasis should be on seeing them as a real person with their own unique and valid experiences.
So we can't really step outside of ourselves.
Exactly.
And put ourselves in someone else's shoes.
Yeah, the focus really shifts from trying to replicate their experience
mm-hmm.
to acknowledging and validating their experience, even if it's completely different from yours.
Right.
It's about recognizing their inherent worth and the legitimacy of their feelings
mm-hmm.
without trying to filter them through the lens of your own life.
Right.
It's about seeing them truly, seeing them as individuals
mm.
with their own unique reality.
And before we wrap up, I just want to acknowledge the very distinct perspective of this YouTube channel, The Church of Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely this whimsical tone.
Yeah, for sure.
Their message.
Yeah, they include a blessing with faith, trust, and pixie dust and mention their website.
Yeah.
And it kind of highlights that for some people, the cultivation of empathy can be very intertwined with their spirituality.
Right.
And a belief in the power of, positive intention and connection.
So as we come to a close here, it's clear from both of these sources that empathy is really fundamental. It's about more than just feeling. It's about actively striving to understand and connect with the experiences of others.
Yes.
It's a driving force for kindness, fairness.
Right.
Positive change.
Totally.
In the world.
Yeah.
And it's not this fixed trait. It's a skill
that
we can actually work to develop.
Absolutely.
Through conscious effort
mm-hmm.
and engaging with the world in a more open-hearted way.
I love that.
So you've heard these different approaches to cultivating empathy, the tangible steps that are outlined in the article, and the more heartfelt encouragement from the Church of Tinkerbell.
Mm.
So as you go about your day today, what single action could you take to plant a seed of empathy
yeah.
in your own life or in your community? That's something to really think about.
Absolutely. Thanks for going on this little adventure with me today.
Anytime.
And listener, keep sprinkling that fairy dust, all right? We'll see you next time.